Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, man. Belichick's girlfriend didn't win Miss Maine?
I don't even think she came in second.
She came in second. I thought she was pretty hot. Third? JJ said, you're right. Sorry, well, Abe, it's third.
I was going to bring this up to you. The titling of second runner-up, because that's what they call it, as opposed to just call it third place.
Yeah.
Second runner-up's nonsense.
Yeah, I've been to Maine. I didn't know they were that hot up there. I thought she'd probably going to win the thing by default. I mean, I had a buddy who pitched for the University of Maine way back when, in the 80s, JJ. I went up there. I was like, I went to a strip club in Portland. They took off a down jacket to a sweater. It was terrible. Anyway, enough about that. The dogs getting ready for, nothing right now. We're getting ready for, before you know it, it's going to be summertime football. And then Kirby's going to see if he's got the QB. Meanwhile, the recruiting continues. More names are getting signed. We'll ask Connor Riley, are these guys the impact guys that Kirby needs to get back on top? Time to talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
This hour of the show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Here, Abe Gordon. He is in for Carl today. And we got plenty more Falcon rookie camp audio, so stay tuned for that. Right now, though, Connor joins us. Connor, Jared Curtis, is he one of these dudes that can be that kind of alpha dog recruiter for the dogs?
We're going to find out really quickly here if that's going to be the case. You know, Jared Curtis last week commits, five-star quarterback, number one quarterback in the country. Tomorrow, the number one overall player in the country, Jackson Cantwell, a just mammoth of a human being, 6'7", 310 pounds, out of Nixon, Missouri. He is set to announce his commitment. Oregon, Miami, Ohio State, the other teams battling for Cantwell, the big boys. But what Georgia has working in its favor is it got the last visit with Cantwell this weekend, and Jared Curtis made the trip down from Nashville to Athens. And, you know, well, we talk so much about quarterback and what that means. You really look at Georgia when they've had just a first-round quality offensive tackle, specifically left tackle, on their team. They've usually been able to get to the title game. And in most cases, when you think Andrew Thomas back on that 2017 team, Amarius Mims, Broderick Jones, when they've gotten elite offensive tackle play, it's usually been very good for Georgia. This kid Cantwell is as good as that. He is also a very accomplished shot put person. I don't know the official term there. He's very accomplished in the shot put and could possibly compete there at the next level in that regard. But at the end of the day, Cantwell is a guy Georgia needs in his class, especially with, I think, how you saw the offensive tackles struggle the season ago. And if you're able to get a kid like that, who, as we've seen at Georgia, maybe not year one, but year two, year three, those guys usually come in, play pretty well, and then go on to be first-round draft picks. And so if Jared Curtis and Georgia are able to land Cantwell, that's going to be a big check mark for Curtis in terms of doing the things that you want a five-star, number one-ranked quarterback to do.
And, Connor, I know we talk about the amount of defensive players that Georgia has put into the NFL draft. Obviously, Jalen Walker, Mikel Williams being atop the first round here this year. But the guys that are getting into the NFL along that offensive line has got to be of interest for Cantwell as well. I mean, Kirby just continues to churn guys from the OL into the NFL as well.
Right. You know, even this past year with the offensive line struggling in which the manner in which it did, and I think injuries were ultimately the biggest reason why that's the case, you still have three offensive linemen go in the top 100 picks. And I know Ernest Green is back this year. If he's able to stay healthy, I think he is someone who could be a similarly highly drafted offensive tackle moving forward. So year in, year out, they've had to replace guys at the NFL level. And no matter who the offensive line coach has been, whether it's been Sam Pittman, Matt Luke, and now Stacey Searles, who's obviously come under a lot of criticism given what happened with the offensive line a season ago, they've always been able to produce draft picks. Amarius Mims was a first-round draft pick. You know, he had a lot of questions about him. Roderick Jones was a first-round draft pick to the Pittsburgh Steelers. For as much questioning as we've done of Kirby Smart on the offensive side of the ball throughout his tenure here at Georgia, they've always done a really good job of landing elite offensive linemen and then turning them into elite NFL draft prospects, which in turn helps you recruit that next wave that Cantwell fills of elite offensive line prospects.
Connor Riley's with us, guys, from Dog Nation. Jordan Smith, we mentioned already, a four-star safety. So, I mean, the guys you expect Georgia to just grab, and Kirby to continue to do his thing. By the way, Kirby, is he going to have any input if Saban starts asking for some more guys to maybe give their take on this, whatever the president is trying to run up the flagpole for college football to maybe straighten out this thing?
I think you have to think that because of the relationship that Kirby and Nick Saban have, Kirby would, you know, have an ear in that regard to Nick Saban in terms of what that committee ultimately looks like. But, you know, the reality is we'll see what that ultimately ends up doing and how it ends up impacting things. You know, the House committee, for so long we've heard, oh, it's going to be this big, you know, momentum shifting thing in college athletics. Over a year ago now, we have known that sort of what the payouts would be. Right. And they still can't get that over the line. So I am at the point when it comes to whether it be government intervention or someone stepping up and becoming a leader in this regard to fix college football, a sport that I think desperately does need fixing with the way these things have gone. Until I actually see it happen and see it play out, I'm going to be skeptical that even someone as powerful as Nick Saban, and I believe Cody Campbell, the Texas Tech booster who is co-chairing this sort of committee, are going to be able to change anything in college athletics at this point.
And real quick, I know it's no big surprise. I've been saying it's going to be 16 before you know it, but everybody reporting, well, USA Today, I should say, had it earlier today, that it looks like we're going to be hurtling towards 16-team playoff, and it's early. It's probably too late to shoehorn for this year, but who knows if there's money to be made, right, Connor, but at least for 2026.
Yeah, the current college football playoff contract expires after the 2025 season, and it's pretty clear we're going to get some changes moving forward. I think the big thing, if you're a fan, you want this to just pick a format and be done with it. We saw them go to 12 teams for the first time last year. There's been a ton of talk, as you point out, Mike, of this possibly changing this year. Go to 16. I'm not in favor of the Big Ten and the SEC getting four auto bids. I think that's bad for college sport as a whole. But you can understand why the SEC and the Big Ten would make the arguments to have those. But get to your format, stick with your format. Enough with the change, because I do think that the constant change that has come out in the sport in recent years, be it the playoff format, be it the transfer portal, be it NIL, has eroded some of the college football fandom. And I think that's worrying long term for what this sport can be.
I think one of the other important things, if we get to a 16-team or when we get to a 16, is that all conferences are on even footing in terms of conference games played. And I know ESPN came out and said they're willing to pay more money for the SEC if they play that extra ninth conference game. But we also saw in basketball, I think the ACC took a step back in the amount of conference games that they're playing. When all this is said and done, do you think the SEC ultimately will join some of the other conferences with nine, or can they maybe grab some of the other conferences to fall back to where they are at eight?
I think that they're ultimately going to end up at nine because of the fact that we hear that ESPN is now willing to pay more, because there is a specific dollar amount where each school expected to make, I believe, between $5 and $8 million extra for that extra game. And look, unfortunately, this has become college athletics and college football in particular. The money leads these decision making, you know, the tail is wagging the dog in this case. And so if the SEC and ESPN are willing to come to an agreement where the SEC gets more money for a ninth game, that's going to be what ultimately makes the difference. And so if ESPN, which it appears to be, they have shown a willingness to pony up a substantial number for that extra game, I think you're ultimately going to see that. I think that's what people ultimately want as well. More of these conference games. You want, I think, a more leveled out playing field. Because I think as we saw this year, in college football. It is just harder to evaluate teams when you've got Ole Miss and Missouri playing really weak schedules compared to what Georgia and say an LSU or an Oklahoma or Florida are having to play in a year in, year out. So I think going to nine games helps even that out a little bit, Abe, as you point out. And ultimately, I think that's where we end up.
I know, as a fan, I say it all the time. I don't know how Georgia Bulldog, you know, fans, especially the boosters, because, you know, it's not a cheap ticket, Connor. The idea that I'd rather, you know, if I'm going to plunk down my loot and hide, you know, go up 316, try to get a hotel, I want to, you know, get some better quality football. And I just think that would be, I mean, there's no pushback from the boosters or fans, right? We want to see better football.
Right. No, I think if you're a Georgia fan, you know, this schedule this year is ultimately why I think you're in favor of, you know, Texas and Oklahoma joining the league, because you get Alabama at home, you get Texas at home, you get Ole Miss at home, you get these big games. And if you add a ninth conference game, you're taking away an Austin Peay, a UMass, et cetera, and you're adding on an extra SEC game. Now, I do believe that makes it harder to win national championships, and ultimately, you know, that's a discussion further down the line. But for the fan in general, for the interest in general, I do think that those extra games, you know, those extra high-quality games is going to be something that, over the course of time, makes it, I think, a better fan experience.
Connor Riley chatting Bulldogs here on Dukes and Bell. Abe Gordon in for Carl Dukes. When I look at the team and the makeup and where I feel good and where I maybe still have some questions, I just keep circling back to that running back room. How concerning is it that maybe that's a big unknown, and is the potential there still that it can be one of the better rushing attacks in the SEC?
I actually think, and I wrote a story about this today in terms of talking about the top impact transfers that they brought in. It went under-discussed because outside linebacker was such an obvious need, and they go out and they land Elo Madozi from Army, that it's sort of, oh, checking that box. And look, wide receiver has been a long-running issue at Georgia, so you feel good about Zachariah Branch and Noah Thomas. But the addition of Joshua McCray from Illinois, I think it's just something that's gone a little bit under the radar, both within the Georgia fan base and the national fan base. I know Illinois, you know, yes, they won 10 games a year ago, but they are not, you know, the high-level team year in, year out. He led Illinois in rushing, and he had 10 rushing touchdowns a season ago. That's not nothing in the Big Ten to me. Mm-hmm. And in bringing him in, what you have is a complement to Nate Frazier, where, look, Georgia was never going to ask Nate Frazier to do everything. You know, they're not going to, you know, Derrick Henry him and give him 250 carries in a season. So they're always going to need to find, I think, a complementary back. And for as good as Trevor Etienne and Nate Frazier are as individuals, I don't necessarily believe that they complemented each other all that well a season ago. I think there was a lot of overlap in their skill sets. McCray coming in from Illinois can be that physical running back where, you know, sometimes you just need a guy who can come in and grind out 3-4 yards to carry up the middle and sort of open things up for Frazier to be more explosive and to be more well-rested. So I think the addition of McCray, well, is he going to be a 1,000-yard rusher at Georgia? Probably not in my estimation. But in terms of what he's going to open up for Nate Frazier, for the rest of this offense, I think it's really, really important. I think it's something that has flown under the radar just a little bit here in the doldrums of May.
It is Connor Riley, guys, for the latest on Jared Curtis and his work as a, I don't know, quasi-recruiter for the Dogs, as we've seen other big dogs come into programs, pardon the pun, and have leverage with a lot of guys. Either they've been to some of the same camps with, or just have, you know, they travel in the same circles trying to win some of those guys over. Hey, now that Carl's off today on vacation, I can say this to you without him bullying me on this, Connor. Everybody's still, you know, pimping Sarkisian in Texas. He's got to win the big one. I just don't. I see that team for all the money they spend and for all the guys they put in the NFL, and they still got manhandled by Georgia and not even having one of their better years.
Right, and look, there's going to be a lot of attention on Arch Manning. There's going to be a lot of attention on Texas. I think, and in large part, it's because Arch Manning's last name is Manning, and because of the fact that Eli and Peyton are his uncles, and because of what the Manning name has meant in the SEC. But they, you know, Georgia, if you look at some of these early top 25s, they're getting dinged a lot for the talent that they lost off of last season. Mm-hmm. Texas quietly lost a good bit as well.
Yes.
They lost a really good chunk of that offensive line, which I thought was a real strength. They're losing their top playmakers at wide receiver. Now, yes, they've recruited well, as has Georgia, but I feel like in a lot of ways, Arch Manning is covering up some of the losses that Texas is experiencing. So, yes, they have a lot of talent. I actually really like their defensive front and some of the guys they have there, Colin Simmons, Anthony Hill. But I do think that because of Arch Manning and the promise of Arch Manning, we're sort of looking at Texas through rose-colored glasses. Now, look, they have a very...
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Easy schedule once again. But they have maybe two of the toughest road games in the country this year. At Ohio State to open the season, and right. At Georgia as well. So there is a world where they're 10-2 and are facing a lot of questions as to what they could possibly, not to mention they have to make a trip to Florida as well. That could be very tricky for them.
All right, big man. Catch out our man Connor at K. Connor Riley and Dog Nation for the latest on the dogs, recruiting, and everything else. Hey, man, thanks again.
Yep, thanks, guys.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.